The Socialist, issue 1196, the 29th of September to the 6th of October 2022. Strike wave escalates. The summer strike wave has turned into a hot autumn. On the 1st of October alone, there will be the biggest coordination yet in the 2022 wave of struggle against the cost of living crisis, involving around 170,000 workers. The early autumn strikes include CWU in Royal Mail the 30th of September and the 1st of October, RMT, ALF, TSSA and Unite on the railways on the 1st of October. Liverpool Dockers are taking 2 weeks of strike action ending on the 3rd of October. Felixstowe Dockers are striking from the 27th of September to the 5th of October. Unison members in universities and UKE members in further education colleges are also striking in weeks of action, plus many local strikes of Unite members, new members and more. We say, all strike together for a real pay rise. The Trades Union Congress, TUC, must step up and organize to coordinate action. If the Tories try to implement their new anti-trade union plans, they must be met with a 24-hour general strike. The TUC should launch an appeal to build a massive strike fund to assist those unions on the front line. Kick out the Tories. Starmer's New Labour doesn't speak for us. Fight for a new working class party. Nationalise rail, mail, energy, and utilities under democratic working class control and management, with compensation only on the basis of proven need. Take the wealth off the super rich. For a socialist alternative to capitalism's poverty and crisis, the National Shop Stewards Network is holding a pre-Congress action summit on Sunday the 16th of October in Brighton, just before the reconvened TUC Congress. It is an opportunity for strikers and those preparing for action to come together and discuss how to step up the fight